I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Do you want to start this one or should I?
I'll do it.
Hey, everyone.
I'm just kidding.
You know what I was going to say? Let's try to get it in one go. Like, let's really try.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, guys. It's us.
Just a heads up, this is going to be our last episode ever. Just kidding. But we do hope that you like it because...
we're going on holiday. But probably so are you.
Which is a good time to catch up on any episodes that you've missed. Just because we are on holiday doesn't mean that we will be gone.
We're actually not on holiday. We're still going to be releasing stuff. So we're going to have bonus features, including phone calls, extra bits that we've edited out of episodes, interviews. We're going to interview each other. It's going to be good stuff.
We will be replaying some of our favorite episodes, but nothing is not new, which means that everything is going to be new, if that makes sense to you.
Makes no sense. Care to elaborate?
We're going to have special summer features for every new episode.
And those new episodes are old. We're going to be gone for about a month and a half. We're going to come back on August 29th with some brand new episodes. In the meantime, we're going to be re-releasing some of our favorite episodes and also some of our callers and listeners of the show's favorite episodes. If you ever feel like getting in touch with us with a chip story, with a very specific opinion about chips, about anything to do with our show, or if you just want to talk to us in general, you should email us. We have an email that we've never, I don't think, talked about. Which is, Zoe?
JustChips.com@gmail.com, which is JustChips, DOTCOM, at gmail.com. And one thing I was also going to say is, don't remember anymore, so never mind. As always, please do not forget to
rate, review, subscribe
to our show,
please,
on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you are listening to this right now.
It really helps out our show. If you like our show, if you don't like our show, put a bad comment, put a good comment. We just want it all. We just want those.
No, we actually only want the good comments. So
if you're an enemy, just stay clear.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say.
Please.
We have a really good response rate. For according to our Facebook analytics, we have a really good response rate to everybody who wants to get in touch with us. So if you are thinking about getting in touch with us, definitely do, because we will most likely respond to you.
I believe it's 100% because there's been... anyway.
So now we are on to our featured programming for today, which is our last new episode before we go on hiatus.
An episode that we did with the boys from the Sick Boy podcast. These dudes are from
Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, East Coast of Canada, the Maritimes.
Have you heard of it? They were so much fun. They were such good sports. And we actually did an episode on their podcast, too.
Because we liked them so much. And they liked us so much.
I guess they liked us back.
And is that okay to say?
I think
we had a mutual, love for each other.
It's a mutual, yeah.
Yeah. So, on their show, we talked about ways to die.
We had a lot of fun, and you should check it out on their podcast.
And without further ado, here is this week's brand new episode. And we will see you next week with some new content plus some old content.
Bye.
Hi.
Hello.
It's so great to be here with you guys.
Thanks. So great to have you.
A little over the top, Brian, but
it was really sweet.
That was really sweet. Yeah. It felt very earnest.
I also am enjoying my time so far.
Great.
It's great.
I find it mediocre.
Oh, at least one man speaks the truth.
Two for three.
Sophia.
Zoe.
We are joined in studio today by...
Well, can we get them to introduce themselves?
Can we?
Yeah, can
Let's
we?
Let's do it. My name is Jeremy Saunders.
My name is Taylor McGilvery.
I'm Brian Stever. I'm 27 years old. I'm from Halifax, Nova Scotia. I was born in Halifax, but actually grew up across the bridge from Halifax.
And collectively, you are known as...
Yeah, thanks.
Sick Boy Podcast.
We worked on that on the flight to Toronto.
Chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
So you guys all live in Halifax? Oh, one more time.
Yeah.
Sick Boy Podcast.
Yeah, we flew in from Halifax this morning. We're in town for a couple of days. We're doing a live show while we're here. I don't know when you guys are going to put this up. So we've done a live show. It went really well.
I think that's one thing I can never get going with recordings, like when they come out and how mm-hmm. you speak in terms of like past tense, present tense kind of thing. I can never get it right.
Taylor also struggles with relating to like relatives. He's like, you know, my old Uncle Dan, he was down the street over in on Shelburne Street and all the family was there.
I'm bored already, Bri.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what you sound like.
Let's get to your origin story. Yeah. How did you guys meet?
Ooh.
Well, Brian and I were, I like to say we were frenemies back
Ooh.
In...
Ooh. Yeah. One of our favorite topics.
Yeah. I stole Brian's girlfriend from him when we were, what were we, Brian? We were 4 years old.
Yeah, you're the most handsome one.
Wow. So. You guys were people who had girlfriends at four years old.
Yeah, I was killing it.
Right. But then prior...
Boyfriends, girlfriends.
Prior to Jeremy stealing Brian's girlfriend, Brian actually... they didn't know that she was with child, and then
I
it was
think
whole
you meant
thing.
She was child.
She was yeah. child, right? Exactly. I told you I can't get my past my tenses right.
Well, I was coming off a pretty bad divorce.
Jeremy decided to rear the child, which was a nice twist of the story.
No, but for real, we were frenemies. Brian and I paddled against each other, so we were competitive paddlers back in the day.
Mm, okay.
So we would compete against each other, and then Tay, why don't you say how you and I met?
Jared and I met. It's about 6 years ago now. We actually went down to take a yoga teacher training in Brazil together. Well, we didn't go together. We didn't really know each other before that and met, ended
we
up being
together.
Roomed together. But we're from the same city.
So the funny thing is Taylor and I grew up on the same street as one another. And when Taylor said he was going to the yoga teacher training, he asked me if I knew Jeremy Saunders. And I was like, yeah, we used to be frenemies. I said that verbatim. And Taylor ended up rooming with him. So then the three of us became best buddies.
So definitely you guys both grew up in Halifax?
Yeah, and he grew up in...
In St. John's?
Well, I was born in St. John's.
Okay.
But maybe your listeners don't know this, but I have what's called cystic fibrosis, which is a chronic and fatal lung disease. And when I was born with it, my parents found out when I was like 18 months old, so really mm-hmm. young.
Pre-baby.
Yeah. Just a little, sick little baby.
I meant pre-your baby with
The baby. Oh, yeah. The baby that I had with Brian's girlfriend, who then became my wife, but then we split.
Right.
Before all that.
Not too far off in time. But
no, just a couple of years. my parents decided we've got this baby that's sick, and we want to move to Halifax because the IWK, which is the Children's Hospital in Halifax, is one of the best children's hospitals in Canada. I say I'm from Halifax.
Mm-hmm. Jeremy actually grew up in a place called Lower Sackville.
This is not a joke. Yeah.
Wait, there's Sackville and Lower Sackville?
There's
two
Lower
separate places?
Sackville, Middle Sackville.
And Upper
Sackville.
All Canada in for you. Nova Scotia.
All
I assume.
Just outside of Halifax, yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was basically I grew up like 20 minutes outside of Halifax.
It might surprise you to find out that you travel from the Lower Sackville up through the Middle Sackville and arrive in Upper Sackville.
You would have never
And then
thought,
on to Lower Treasure Trail to Middle Treasure Trail to Upper Treasure Trail and then followed by Belly Button.
The natural progression.
Belly Button is the real hidden gem of Halifax. I think.
Yeah.
So before you guys came on, Sophia and I had talked with Jeremy about possibly doing the... Yeah.
It was called the One Chip Challenge, yeah. And it was this company called Packy or Packwee or... Brian?
Paqui.
Yeah, thank you. And it's a chip that comes in this box in the shape of a coffin, and it's got a little like skull on it. And basically, the chip has been like tossed or dusted in the hottest pepper in the world, like the spices of the hottest pepper in the world. I think it's a Reaper ghost.
Mm. Carolina Reaper.
Thank you. Yeah. I think that is what it is.
Yeah.
And
like 3 million Scoville units.
Oh yeah, we know all about Scoville.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You guys are up on Scoville,
baby.
Nice.
Sackville, baby.
So, yeah. Sackville's got a very high Scoville rating. Actually, we can go there later.
Oh, it has a range. Lower, middle,
that's
upper.
Right. Yeah, that's right. So the idea behind the one chip challenge is that you'd order this chip, or you'd find it in a retail store near you.
Find it in a retail store near you.
I don't fucking know. This is not an ad. And the idea is to eat the chip and just get through eating it without death, one chip. So I was like hoping maybe we could do something like that. But the thing is that this chip was so popular that they sold out. They sold all the chips that they had. And they couldn't bring them back. So, don't even fucking
sell. We didn't know.
Them.
Oh my god!
I was like, "You guys got the chip."
No, we didn't get it. But
definitely don't say it like that.
The chip.
But we got something really fun.
Yes. Similar,
I don't know anything about Scoville units, so I don't like that word.
And I'm
I don't
super scared. I don't anything scared. To do with
it. I don't know what the Scoville rating on any of these are.
All of these chips come with a little extra something, which you might say is their own personal superpower.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, okay.
Actually, wouldn't you say that?
Yes.
Except for one of them doesn't.
Yes, exactly.
So there you go. Some people don't need extra stuff to be superheroes.
What would your superpowers be if you guys were superheroes?
Oh. I know what mine would be. But
you do?
Well, I know what I would want.
Well, invisibility?
No, transportation.
Ooh, yeah. Transportation.
I mean,
like you, yeah. Driving
a bus.
I would love to drive all vehicles: buses, motorcycles, boats,
trains, automobiles.
Okay, so no joke. I was asked this question 3 days ago.
Yeah,
and I thought the same thing.
Transportation.
Yeah, transportation. And then I was like, well, that's inefficient. There's already buses, so teleportation would be cooler.
Yeah.
But then I realized that flying would be cooler than teleportation.
This is the age-old dilemma.
Right.
But I really believe that teleporting is better. And right, I have a lot of reasons.
The question is, how fast can you fly?
Right.
You can't fly that fast.
Are you Superman flying, or are you limited to like plane speed at best?
Regardless, you'd probably get affected by the weather.
Also, right. You must have like a limited like fly juice.
Yeah,
like,
your fly juice would run out
right.
for a little bit.
Like where do you store your fly juice?
That's another question.
But wouldn't you have a limited amount of teleportation juice as well?
No, because teleportation is like...
And you experience turbulence? Do you think?
Yeah.
I think you do. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to fly.
I think everything in the air that's flying experiences turbulence.
And here's my other thing. I know this is a little cheap, but if you really wanted to fly, but you had teleportation as your superpower, you could just teleport like constantly and give the illusion of flying.
Oh, shit.
So it's a bit of a workaround.
That's a really good point, actually. Yeah.
I've thought about this a lot, the mm-hmm. superpower thing,
okay.
Pretty much my whole life. And I'm a really big fan of what Spider-Man's got. Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
I call him, we're tight. Yeah. I call him Spider-Man. But what I call Spider-Man, like, you know, he can fuck your shit up just by shooting web out of his wrists, which is so badass. Like, he can tie you up. He can trip dudes. He can save people from, like, falling off buildings. He
basically
can
fly around.
Yeah, fly.
I know exactly where you're going with this.
So I naturally mm-hmm. want to have the same power, but with the use of my sputum as my superpower, so I can just produce enough sputum that I'm tripping dudes, catching people falling from buildings, spitting out and like using it to swing.
Could you go into sputum for a sec?
It's mucus.
Mm.
So it just sounds like something that it's not, for the record.
Mucus rope.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean, it is mucus rope,
webs, mucus. I personally think that sputum sounds like it comes from somewhere else in your body.
The lower Sackville.
Yeah, exactly.
From lower Sackville.
Definitely exists in the lower Sackville.
Do you guys get negative feedback about eating in the mics?
No.
Wait,
you know, weirdly, no. No.
We had someone email us about eating into the mics, and the title of the email, the subject was...
Hey, you fucking, fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah, hey, you fucking pieces of
no,
shit.
No, you three fucking pieces of shit.
That was it. Three fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then just a tyrant of
it. Was pretty much that repeated over and over again for about four sentences.
Oh,
and
my
it was
God.
Like, all the best.
Do you guys want to tell us what your podcast is about?
Oh, yeah. I guess I would explain the sputum thing. Sick Boy Podcast is a podcast where the three of us sit down and we talk to people who are living with chronic or terminal or mental or physical illness.
Anything under the sun when it has to do with being sick.
But it's a comedy podcast, so we try to find the levity and the humor in situations that otherwise people wouldn't really assume there's a lot of levity there.
We try to do that through the three of us. I mean, you can probably tell that we like kidding around and joking around. So we try to bring that aspect to talking to people about what they're dealing with in terms of their illness, which surprisingly goes pretty well.
Yeah, it goes really well.
Yeah, and it's not funny to have an illness, but there are funny stories that come along with that experience. So that's what we try to look for and find the lightness and levity in those topics.
But I think it is really valuable to use humor to demystify those kind of things.
So, yeah.
I was wondering how you guys find your guests and if it's ever awkward.
Well, here's the crazy thing. So originally it started with the three of us, right? Mm-hmm. We did an episode where, so again, I have cystic fibrosis.
He doesn't talk about it much though, so.
I always talk about it. These guys are otherwise like perfectly healthy. Taylor's got some issues with ice cream sandwiches that makes his belly a little weird.
Yes.
But so these guys interviewed me.
Yeah.
And that was our first episode. And then we decided, well, who do we know in our life that's sick? So we called up a buddy who had recently gone through surgery for a brain tumor. We brought him in. We knew someone who had diabetes, brought them in. And then, like, our friends who were sick kind of heard about it. And then they kind of asked to come in. And then their friends asked. And then people started to hear about us. And fast forward a year and a half or whatever later, we have a list of, like, 400 people across Canada and across the world who want to just come on and share their experience and share their story.
Crazy. Yeah.
So we don't actually really look for people. They've been coming to us, luckily, so far.
Why do you think people want to talk about their sickness?
It seems to be that, for the most part, everybody who comes on the show wants to, feels like they have something to, something that other people might find helpful. So they want to talk about, but we talk about the person's experience. We don't go into too much about what it is that they have. We talk about what it is, and we talk about, you know, the ABCs of what it is, but more so what's their experience with dealing with it. So not really venturing into the scientific side of what it is broadly. And I think that everybody just feels like they have something to
contribute.
Put out there and contribute to what it's like to live with something. Because it's a conversation that's not really being had, especially in a lighthearted way.
Yeah.
So I think people really kind of gravitate to that because it makes it a much more accessible conversation.
Totally.
Do you guys have day jobs apart from doing Sick Boy?
We do.
Psych, we know what they all are because we stopped you online.
I am an actor and a yoga instructor.
Jeremy.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah,
Jeremy Saunders. You can check it out on IMDb.
He has cystic fibrosis. I am also a yoga teacher, and I own a yoga studio as well in Halifax. And doing Sick Boy.
I actually taught yoga at Taylor's yoga studio as well.
And then he got
don't
fired
anymore. Yeah, but and currently I am a real estate agent. And I coach canoeing.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't find that. We knew you were a real estate agent, but...
Yeah, there's not, like, a lot to put on social media about coaching canoeing. It just kind of happens in the morning and evening.
What did you think about Bri when you saw that he was a real estate agent? Like, what's your immediate thought of a real estate agent?
He's probably a really good realtor. That's what most people think, I think.
Well,
all right.
Well, we actually thought was kind of the reverse. We were like, we bet the other two don't know that much about real estate, and therefore...
We made a quiz.
Oh, nice.
Hey.
About real estate.
Yo, Brian. Like,
I hope I don't have to answer
any of
them.
No, you don't have to answer any of them.
Ha, psych. Oh. I'm actually super up on real estate.
And I'm
kinda
fucked.
Brian.
I don't know jack shit.
Okay, here's our real estate quiz. Brian, please don't answer. You can
this
be the
awesome.
Referee.
I love this.
Okay.
Great.
Why is it called real estate?
No,
that's not the end of the question.
Oh.
Really jumping the gun there. The term estate refers to the land and buildings on the land, but real is derived from the Latin word for 1, exchange, 2, earth, 3, thing, or 4, person.
I'm going to go with exchange.
Real.
It's a real. Soccer, many soccer clubs.
I'm going to go with people.
It's thing. Did you know that?
What?
No,
can I skip to my favorite question?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. What's the name of the host of Extreme Makeover Home Edition?
Oh.
Got it.
I watch a lot of HGTV.
Oh, yeah.
Or I did when I had cable, but then...
I think every real estate agent probably knows.
Is it... oh. No, I was thinking Mike Holmes. It's not Mike Holmes.
That would be a great name for that job.
Yeah. You guys ever watch Holmes on Holmes?
No.
Oh, my God. Get up on your HGTV. What's your... Oh, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's because you're an actor and you probably auditioned for it.
Don Cherry.
What?
Don Cherry.
No, it isn't.
What? Come on.
A referee steps in.
Yeah.
It's an American show.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, you're...
Oh. Extreme...
Frosted Tips. Frosted
yeah,
Tips.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, I know who you mean.
Guy Fieri. Guy Fieri.
No.
But,
no, the guy's close. Got the soul patch. He's really tall.
Yes. I can't remember his name.
I can't remember his name.
Ty Pennington.
Ty Pennington. I feel like he's got a gambling problem. It looks like he does.
What language does the real estate term mortgage, which means dead pledge, come from? Is it Italian, German, Spanish, or French?
I would say French.
Yes, it's French. Oh, sorry, Jeremy.
I totally thought I had that
one.
You
knew that because mort is...
Yeah, el morte.
It's not more that I knew that it was French, because that's the same across... That would be very similar across all Roman languages.
Yeah.
Or Romantic languages.
So how did you know?
It's the G-A-G-E, because it's a direct translation from French, which would be... it would be a much different word. It would be a much different pronunciation if it was from Spanish or from...
Mm-hmm. Taylor went to French school when he was younger.
Okay. Asterisk. Yes, I did.
That's like Taylor's version of Jeremy has cystic fibrosis.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like Taylor went to French.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I went to school all the time
in
French, so don't worry about it.
As a realtor, what would you value the White House at?
Ooh.
In U.S. dollars?
He'd have to do a comparative market analysis.
That's a very good answer, Taylor.
Wow.
So let me tell you, I would do a comparative market analysis, which would compare other properties in the vicinity with kind of like equivalent or equal features,
mm-hmm.
like bedrooms, bathrooms.
Okay, I'm going to guess not that many.
I mean, you're really just like, looking at the Pentagon and a giant needle.
It kind of stands alone.
I would say 45 million.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Do you guys have an answer?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
it's
I don't
be
know
more,
how
it's
real it
be,
is
because
I got it
from
a random real estate website.
Can we weigh in on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do Prices Right style.
Okay, sweet. Yeah.
So I don't know what type of like security systems and stuff are in the White House, but
I'm going to guess good.
Yeah. I'd say good.
Probably some of the best.
Top notch.
I'm going to go high.
Air Force One level.
I think I'm going to go high because of the security systems. I'm going to go high. I'm going to go 280.
Whoa.
280
million? And this is all USD, right?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and Brian, you said what?
$45 million.
$1. We're doing Price is Right rules, $1.
That's a good strategy. And the realtor wins. It's
no way.
$110 million.
$110 million.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say 110 first, and I was like, no, fuck it. Go high.
Go with your gut always.
God,
intuition.
I just want to say I set the benchmark there, so everybody was going off my educated guess.
Exactly.
That's true.
I was really, really wrong.
Brian did an on-the-go comparative market analysis. Yeah.
So as we said, we couldn't get the one-chip challenge chips, sadly.
I don't think anybody in the world can right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are the chips?
They're imported from Mexico. Ooh, a friend of ours.
These are going to be hot.
They are hot. They're from our friend Regan, and she brought us 3 bags of chips from Mexico.
Thank you, Regan.
A couple weeks ago. Our first chip
includes a queso well, thing.
You have to say what it is.
Oh, sorry. It's Ruffles queso flavor.
Whoa.
And it includes a little hot sauce package.
Oh, that's awesome.
I feel like there should be a diss horn at the end of like when you announce each one. Like,
wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. I've got one if you want one.
Yeah.
You do have one. It's really embarrassing.
Max is classic Dorito, but also with its own hot sauce package included in the
hot
chip
sauce
bag.
Hot sauce in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're supposed to open the hot sauce, shake it up with the chips,
and then
eat them.
That's a good idea.
Isn't this so novel? I'm so excited about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then finally, we have
Takis
Fuego flavor.
Oh my god, we need to get this.
Amazing.
Should we call our caller?
Yeah, let's call Freddie.
So today we're calling Freddie, Sophia's youngest brother.
Well, so our theme, we've really stayed on superpowers. He used to really be into magic.
Which we considered to be
a type of superpower.
Magic with a K or Magic the Gathering?
Magic with a C.
C.
Magician.
Like pulling rabbits
like
out of hats.
Yeah. He had a big time magic phase in his life.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think that magic is probably way more common than Magic with a K or Magic the Gathering.
What's magic with a K?
Magic with a K? No, no.
Oh.
It is a power that one should not dabble in unless you are
looking
black
to.
Ooh. Oh. How dare you say it?
Okay, I'm calling Freddie. Hey, Fred.
Hi, Freddie.
Hi.
You know who it is.
Is it ChipCast?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, Chipsters.
Hey, Fred. What are you up to?
Just relaxing. My first day off work.
Oh. What's your job, Freddie?
I'm working in a lab currently.
Oh. Hmm.
That's cool.
Don't
it's
tell
your first
us
summer
more.
Job.
Like a chip?
No, don't.
Like a chip lab?
Yeah, it's a potato chip lab,
a
right?
A chip lab, yes.
A hot
we're,
sauce
we're
lab?
Manufacturing the perfect chip. Mm. But it's a top secret project, so
naturally.
I can't really spread much details.
Freddie, do you believe in magic? Do you believe in magic?
I believe there are some magical things in the world.
Can you, like, get into it?
Explained.
Like moments.
Like love.
Well, you know what? All I can say is I've seen Chris Angel. And I'm a believer.
Wait, so speaking of Chris Angel, Freddie, you used to do your own magic, right?
I did. I had aspirations to be the best magician in the Bay Area.
Wow.
Do you live in San Francisco? Isn't that the Bay Area?
No, he just chose that randomly. That was his standard.
A budding magician. I was living in San Francisco at the time.
What was your go-to trick?
My go-to trick? Well, most of the tricks... Well, the thing was, I was kind of a lady magician, so...
A lady magician?
A lady magician, yeah.
Do you mean a pickup artist?
Exactly.
Gross.
my tricks that were already, like, kind of easy to handle and didn't require much, like, skill, like... You know, like different kind of card games.
Like cutting a lady in half? Is that what we're talking about? Like that kind of lady magician?
A lazy magician.
Yeah. Oh, lazy.
I just brought my giant
scissors.
Lady cutting box around with me.
Did you have a magician's name?
I didn't really. Fia, did you call me anything? I mean, I think spiritually, I was the Amazing Freddy.
Yeah, that's classic.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no official title. It was kind of a secret art of mine.
You performed it everywhere. It was not that secret.
Freddie, would you say that... Did you feel like you had superpowers when you did magic?
Definitely when people were kind of awestruck by my magic, I felt like there was a little bit of magic inside of me. It had to be the right trick.
Selective memory.
It had to have the wow factor, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
No wow factor, I mean, there's no point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, Freddie.
Freddie, I have another question for you. Do you listen to our podcast?
Do I listen to your podcast? Of course.
Oh. Sophia said you were going to say no. We wanted to catch you.
I haven't seen every single episode.
Seen? You just outed yourself.
Clearly. Big listener.
The telltale sign of someone who doesn't listen.
Okay, Freddie, ask us a question about chips.
Please.
Please.
Okay. When does a chip become a fry?
Oh, God, like, this explain. Is really... I have horrible news, you guys.
I think I know the answer to this
question. No, I don't know the answer. We'll talk about it. But I read a study this morning that showed that if you eat fried potatoes, and they didn't mention chips, but I'm assuming that was included,
I would say
2 times a week, your chance of dying, which is like such an abstract concept, increases by like 150%.
Oh my God, that means means my chance of dying is like 800%.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, does that mean that my chances of dying are like 2,000,000%?
Since you already have a fatal lung disease?
Shit.
Wait, you have CF, right?
I have cystic fibrosis. I'm
right.
I'm cystic fibrosis.
Oh, yeah.
I think this scientist was on a diet and wanted to make people feel bad.
Maybe.
I think that's the real science going on here.
So I think that a chip becomes a fry when it is cut with a certain amount of
innard.
The volume of the cut determines what it is. You know, it becomes a fry if it's a little bit thicker. And then it becomes a wedge if you start, you know, messing with the shapes.
Don't get me started about wedges.
Yeah.
Freddie, we're gonna get into this, but I'm gonna let you go.
Okay. Well, hey, it was great to be on your show.
Hey.
Thanks for your long-time listenership. We really appreciate it. Make sure that you check out watching our show soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll watch the rest of the episodes. I'm sorry. Okay.
Thank you, Freddie.
Bye, Freddie.
Bye, Freddie.
Bye, Fred.
See you, Freddie.
Great magic show. Anyone in the Bay Area, I recommend you check it out when you're there.
Mm. Right. Sweet. Even though he's not, but go do it anyway.
But that's the power of magic.
That's true.
Maybe he can teleport.
I think.
Oh, or transport.
Oh, no, wait.
Yeah.
Maybe
he could
definitely
drive
transport there.
He might be able to drive.
He could even take a plane.
Yeah.
Super, super power.
Cool. So should we open these
chips? Yeah, let's open these
right up.
Bri, you first.
Okay, so my name is Bri.
We're familiar by this point with who you are.
Just so that you can tell my voice. I've got the Ruffles queso with the little sauce bag in it.
You've got them on the sauce train.
Ooh, they definitely smell cheddar-y.
Mm. Okay.
So I'm pouring them into the bowl now.
I'm really excited to see what format the sauce bag comes in.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. It's like getting a prize in the bottom of your
cake.
There
it is.
Pour the whole thing on.
So this has now almost gone, with the addition of the sauce, from snack to meal.
Mm. Yeah.
And I just want to say,
it's really hard to open.
You know what? If they could find any way to include the
miniature
sauce
scissors
without putting it in the bag so it's not greasy as fuck.
Yeah. Actually, though.
Yeah.
Like it needs a double bag almost.
It feels like Jeremy's skin.
Ooh, gross. Hey, I'm from Zagreb. Leave me alone. You know? Can't.
You know what? They made a convenient little slit for you to.
You just didn't see it.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe he's born with it.
Okay, should we all chip cheers?
Yeah, let's all do it.
Sauce and
maybe
chips.
Maybe just one person just want to sauce and toss?
Yeah, Tay. Sauce and toss.
Sauce and toss it around.
Good idea.
If you do want
sauce
on your chips, like that little bag is not enough.
Well, didn't you guys on a past episode do the ketchup chips and you put the ketchup on the chips?
We did. Yes,
with
we
like
did.
Plain Lay's
yes.
chips?
It was disgusting.
I wanted to puke. Just thinking about that.
Is that the most?
Yeah.
That's good.
Bri's going to get like a big old wad of it because he put literally like a toonie size on his. And
for our non-Canadian listeners, a toonie is
a big quarter.
That's worth 8 times as much.
But with the exchange rate, a lot less.
So. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, true that. Yeah.
It's just about a quarter.
It's about a quarter. Yeah, it's worth about a quarter.
All right. These are pretty saucy.
All right. Hand out the chips, Tay.
They are super wet. Mm.
Wet chips.
I'm gonna say
nothing better than
pretty
a wet
revolting to me.
Chip
revolting?
That is no longer crispy.
Chip cheers.
Chip cheers.
Well, chip cheers.
Chip cheers.
Chip cheers.
Hmm. Actually, I like it a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Spice factor? Not that spicy.
Very vinegary, but I like that.
Mm. Yeah.
On a scale of 0 to 10. It's a zero.
Spiciness?
Yeah.
Scoville?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Zero.
Yeah.
What do you guys... So these are ruffled or ridged. What do you guys feel about having... Because tortilla chips you often eat wet because they might have sauce on them.
That's right.
What do you guys feel about eating wet ruffled chips? It's a little bit weird.
I'm not sure.
I prefer my chips that are going to be wet to be like rough terrain, not like patterned ridge. Mm-hmm. It's just too much on my mouth.
I'm struggling to kind of find the memory in my mind where I can remember eating a wet chip. But like as soon as I bit into that, I felt like it was all too familiar in a bad way.
Yeah, totally.
That's so good.
Yum. I'll just say that.
Tay, get into those Doritos.
Right. Have you guys ever done a travel segment, like where you get chips from like different parts of the world? It's one of my favorite parts of traveling. Eats. Is all the wacky types of chips.
Of course, totally. Same. We got some chips from Japan for my friend, but we have yet to do them.
Have you guys had prawn flavored ones?
We have. Prawn cocktail.
Fish chips are gross.
Oh,
fish
chips are so weird. Nasty.
Wait, who was it? You did French? Oh, but you didn't. You did French. Anyway.
I went to school and took French.
French immersion.
For a while.
Okay. So one of the craziest travel chips I've ever had, which is not that crazy, but the flavor was so wild, was jambon beurre.
Okay.
Like, you know, the Parisian sandwich. It's just like a French bread, butter, and ham.
One of the classes we didn't have was native Parisian culinary arts.
Mm.
Yeah.
Next time.
Mm. Next time. Next, yeah. Next go around in elementary school.
Yeah.
you're going to avenge Brian's lost wife.
Yeah, exactly. A little piece of feedback for Sabritas.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, did you sneeze?
A little piece of feedback for us. There should definitely be a tear, like a rip thing. Mm-hmm. Here.
We've already been through this.
Yeah.
I was like waiting for my opening to go. They need a rip thing on
there. Dude, look.
How do you do this? My fingers
are
so saucy.
There's a rip thing.
Well, that's the thing is these are two. That's one fatal flaw in the packaging design. Okay, so Brian, I've been waiting to ask you one question.
Sure.
I don't know if you know this, but we had a few East Coast guests. One of them was Sir Alan Doyle.
We knighted him.
Familiar?
Do I know Alan Doyle?
Alan Doyle?
Great Big C?
The Great Big C guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just wanted to ask if you knew that your look was like a young Alan Doyle's. And if you were working with that.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
It's the hair. It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Alan Doyle is the
on his real person. On his real estate cards, he actually puts like little quotes from Great Big Sea songs.
The young Alan Doyle. Lil
Alan Doyle.
That's your real estate name? It's just way, hey, hey.
We really wanted him to go with long hair, short closings.
He did for a long time.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
You didn't go with that?
Yeah. I did go with it.
Oh, you did?
So that's on your business card?
No, it was not on my business card for a while.
Oh.
And I had another one, too, that was yoga
Doritos
related.
Don't toss as well.
Do you remember the yoga one that I had at the studio?
Oh, something like something about something close to Om or some fucking stupid thing.
Yeah.
Some fucking dumb thing. Okay, wow. I guess Taylor didn't like that one.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
No, I'm just kidding. I actually did really like it.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we have the Doritos, which really is just a regular Doritos nacho cheese. Yeah. I'm sorry. With the salsa burritos salsa on it.
I'm thinking,
cheers.
I know what I'm
cheers.
Getting.
Cheers.
Different flavor on that salsa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Spicier.
More jalapeno.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are better.
I think it's because of the Dorito cheese.
Mm.
I taste the jalapeno in this one.
It complements the nacho really well.
Yeah, it does. It just feels more natural to
it
have.
It does with the nacho chip.
It's a thicker Dorito.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know what it is. I'm not going to try to, you know.
Do you think it's Pepsi?
I can't explain magic.
Jeremy's opening the Takis.
Takis.
Guys, I really like these chips.
Fuego.
Eat them all. What do you think?
I think this might have a little bit of kick. It's going to make me sneeze, and I might do it in the bag.
So for the record, we're not going sauce on these ones, right?
There's no sauce with these ones.
Whoa!
These are
rolled up.
Oh, these are rolled up. And look, they look
hot.
They look like they are glowing with red heat.
Oh, no.
Oh. Whoa.
The chip itself.
Yeah, it's not that spicy. I mean, it's super red.
It's like little swords.
Chippers.
Oh, that's got a kick.
That's got a kick.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. My mouth's got a little thick.
It's got a bit of a...
It is a little spicy.
There's an amuse-bouche in there, spiciness, but
it's
not
very
like...
amuse-bouche.
Right.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. Did you study French?
I took French when I was younger.
Oh, I want to ask you guys. So you're like a trio of good buds, best buds maybe. And we have a couple of famous trios that we wrote down. I wanted to see like which one you guys most identify with and who's who in these trios.
Oh, very good questions.
First one, classic, Luke, Leia, and Han. Star Wars.
Ruminate. Little less love triangle-y.
Okay.
Between the three of us. Okay.
Although
sure.
There was the frenemyship and then the...
There were, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
That's a bit of a triangle.
Right.
I'm more like Han,
Luke and
I
Leia.
Think.
Yeah, you would. You know what I was waiting for who would say Han first?
Yeah.
So that I could judge your character.
I'll take Leia, dude.
I was thinking Luke was going to be the judgy one.
Yeah, I'll take Luke. I do consider myself somewhat of the chosen one, so I will certainly take
that. That's why
Taylor would say that. Taylor would say that. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I left it up to you guys to pick you because I knew that Luke would fall to me naturally.
Right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Hermione, Ron, and Harry.
I think I'm Harry.
I think I'm Hermione.
Yeah, I'll take Ron.
Okay. Wow, that was easy.
I'll take Ron. Yeah, very subtly courageous.
What's your reasoning behind that?
Well, you know, I've got a. You know, some people look at me and they think, "Wow, I just really don't put much stock in him." And and then I end up always surprising them and coming back with something like, you know, really, really subtly courageous that really changes the game, which I feel like is Ron to a T. So, yeah, I really identify with Ron.
I feel like I'm always trying to be the voice of reason, but I'm always overshadowed by the two boys.
And, plus the hair.
Yeah, and it's really hard to get my point across sometimes, but in the end, people
the
find out that I was right anyway.
Right.
And the hair.
Plus.
Yeah. And my hair.
And I'm just worried about everything all the time. That was Harry, right? He was, like, scared of everything.
Yeah,
I actually don't know Harry Potter at all.
Okay.
What do you guys think about the chips?
Yeah, let's make a decision on
back
the
chips.
The soggy chip is slightly appealing to me, and I'm, like, having a little bit of trouble distancing myself.
Especially with
myself.
The Dorito?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can appreciate what you're saying, but I also feel like one of the best things about eating chips is that they just have that crisp,
it's that
like,
they're dry.
Crunch,
that, yeah. That's what
absolutely.
I always say. I love a dry snack, and this is my dry snack.
Here's the other thing is I actually do base my crunchy snack a lot of the time on what is going to make me want to drink more beer.
Because
oftentimes when I'm having chips, I'm having beer with it.
Yeah. Totally.
Or a soda. You
yeah.
know, a soda pop. And what makes me want to drink that soda pop?
Where
or
are you from?
A beer? Hey, you don't call it soda pop?
Maybe one chip should be lower Sackville, middle Sackville,
I believe so.
Yeah. Higher Sackville?
let me just run down what upper, middle, and lower Sackville
right,
are like.
Okay.
Lower Sackville
okay.
primarily consists of used car dealerships,
okay.
Drug dealers, and people like me.
It's the heart of Sackville.
It's the heart of Sackville, even though it's the lower.
Okay, okay.
Middle but Sackville.
For a chip, and then I'm going to butt in for the chip purposes, lower Sackville will be our least favorite chip.
Okay, yeah, which makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
I hope none of your listeners are from Sackville. They're going to be like, oh, damn it, Jeremy. And then middle Sackville is kind of the... you didn't want to leave Sackville when you graduated, and you wanted to start a family, so you went
it's
there.
Comfy.
And you do a lot of hunting,
gardening.
Probably a lot of outdoorsy, gardening.
Okay. You like motorbikes and ATVs.
All
okay.
the choice.
Okay.
Yep. All the choice.
Okay.
And then Upper Sackville is that, but with way more space between each other's houses, and nobody really likes each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think Middle Sackville, I mean, if you had to choose
it's probably top.
One of the three... Middle Sackville is probably the best. Upper Sackville,
the other two are, the other two are losers.
Let's for our chip purposes, let's do Lower Sackville is our least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Upper Sackville is our middle, and Middle Sackville is our favorite.
Is our upper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay.
How about that? Okay, on the count of three.
Wait, which one are we doing first?
Lower Sackville.
Lower Sackville.
Okay, one, three.
So the winner, wait, that Lower Sackville is the
lower
winner.
Lower Sackville stinks.
All right,
stinks.
Perfect.
Like in real life.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Three. Two, one. Queso.
Yeah. Okay, sweet. I was like, wait, what did you say?
No,
upper Sackville,
yeah.
which is mm-hmm. the middle chip.
That's right.
Three, two, one.
Doritos.
Takis.
Oh, we have to kill
wait.
You now.
Yeah,
we
really?
Also have Doritos except,
except
for Taylor.
For you.
Yeah.
So Taylor
okay,
died.
Let me get my reasoning then. The Doritos with the sauce flavors there for me. And it's got a hint of a spice. So it's got kind of the best of both worlds.
So
exactly.
How are we going to get you to change your mind?
How about
magic?
Yeah, I'll spit sputum on you if you don't change your mind.
Jack? If I do a magic trick for you where I turn the Doritos into Takis, will you concede?
Well, if the magic works.
Okay, so I wish I had long sleeves right now.
It's always moving her hand towards.
Yeah. Could someone narrate
this,
please?
It's very
hard
to tell.
So it's actually Doritos.
In front of Taylor's face. And in that hand is some nacho Doritos.
I'm actually going to move these around a little bit.
She's now moving cans.
Okay. And I want you to tap my hand.
And she holds out her fist. He taps it.
What is it?
She is now showing him the Doritos still.
Okay.
Brings her hand back.
I'm going to go back here again.
She's going behind the cans.
And... I want you to tap my hand again, but with a little bit more panache.
She had some gusto on that one and tapped the hand. Taylor taps it. She
turns
around.
Holy fuck!
It's a tacky. And he's eating it.
That tastes like a Dorito!
On the count of three, what is Middle Sackville, a.k.a. our best chip of the day? Three, two, one.
Takis!
Fuego!
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, guys. This is really fun.
It was a lot of fun. I'm hot.
I'm very hot. I'm very sweaty.
JustChips.com. The podcast is not the website.
This episode was brought to you by. Are you guys? No, I actually don't know. Brought to you. Do we know?
Make it up.
I would just like to say a big thanks to Brian Stever, your friendly realtor. And if you ever are looking for a house, just give him a shout.
Long hair, short clothes.
Putting the ohm in home.
This episode was also brought to you by Sick Boy Podcast and Turn Me On Podcast, two podcasts that we also host. Go check it out if you haven't listened to it.
Can we help with the real credits?
Yeah. I mean,
we can use those.
Credits. We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson
and Sophia LaPage.
And our guests today have been
Jeremy Saunders,
Taylor McGilbert,
and Brian Stever
of
Sick Boy Podcast.
And
Sick Boy Podcast.
Awesome. And we also, there's another podcast that I host. It's called Turn Me On Podcast. You can listen to that one too.
Turn Me On Podcast?
I'm not going to repeat it.
Our audio engineer today was
Deanna.
DD.
Moreno.
Our theme song is by
Fez Gielen.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a Sumo Audio production.
That's right.